We need to get to the Daily Dust.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So Jennifer Aniston has faced her share of wild and kind of outrageous rumors during her career. And she was on Jimmy Kimmel Live and addressed that she travels. She actually does travel with jars of olives, and then sort of hinted that she has a bag of her dead therapist's ashes.
You have a Ziploc bag filled with your dead therapist's ashes.
You're so... Can I?
That one's a little bit true, right?
It's a little true.
Yeah.
That's funny. Glamour Magazine's Women of the Year includes Serena Williams, Pamela Anderson, Sydney Sweeney, and Taraji P. Henson. Fans were impressed by Travis Kelce's performance in his acting debut on Ryan Murphy's Grotesquerie, where he plays the charming Ed Lachlan, alongside Niecy Nash-Betts, who plays a detective navigating some personal struggles. Take a listen.
But should you be driving?
Probably not, but I'm going to anyway.
Of course you are.
Of course I am.
Windows down.
Uh-huh.
Hair blowing in the wind.
You know it.
A little Earth, Wind, and Fire on the radio.
Don't act like you know me.
No, little something.
No. I gotta go. Some of the artists honoring Ozzy Osbourne at his Rock Hall induction include Billy Idol, Wolfgang Van Halen, and Jelly Roll. Kelly Clarkson will honor Foreigner, and the ceremony airs live October 19th on Disney+. Sunday Rose, the 16-year-old daughter of Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban, surprised fans with her unique accent after her runway debut at the Spring Summer Show at Miu Miu for Paris Fashion Week. Just listen to her accent. It's crazy.
My name's Sunday Rose Kidman Urban, and this is my first show. We're at the Miu Miu show in Paris. We did some shopping, because how could you not come to Paris and not shop?
She shifts back and forth between a Tennessee accent and an Australian accent. It's crazy. Something else that's kind of crazy, Garth Brooks was just accused of SA and battery in a lawsuit filed yesterday. A longtime makeup artist and stylist for Trisha Yearwood and Garth alleged it happened during a work trip in 2019. His filing claims extortion and his innocence. And let me tell you, I don't have Garth Brooks on that bingo card, okay? No. Eminem released a video for his song Temporary featuring Skylar Grey. It's a collection of home videos of his daughter Haley Jade, and it ends with a clip of her revealing that she is preggers.
Remember, it will get better as time heals and winter.
When a heart breaks, it ain't broken forever.
Yeah. Eminem's gonna be a grandpa. And I've got a dirt alert. And y'all, this one is dirty. And I don't mean like that. It's gross. Director Barry Sonnenfeld shared a anecdote about Will Smith's gaseousness clearing the set while they were filming Men in Black 54 or whatever.
You really don't want to be inside a very small hermetically sealed space with a Will Smith. You don't even want to be sitting next to him at the Disney Ranch.
All right, now I got a Kardashian alert, y'all. Kim Kardashian thinks Lyle and Eric Menendez should be free. I got nothing. I got nothing on that one. I don't even know how to respond to that. I'll let the minions play out. You know what I'm saying? That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I'm so sorry. Go wash your hands.